This is Akashwani, the news read by Hageane. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In a video released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing students on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. During the interaction, Mr. Modi advised students to trust their own unique learning patterns, emphasizing that no two individuals think or grow in the same way. He said that every student has a distinct style and it is important to have full faith in one's own pattern of preparation. The Prime Minister advised that teachers should remain sensitive to the learning speed of every student. ED is conducting search operations at multiple locations in Arunachal Pradesh in connection with a money laundering probe linked to an alleged Trans-Arunachal Highway compensation scam. ED is searching 6 residential premises, including 4 in and around Itanagar, 1 at Lekabali near Dibrugarh, and 1 at Alo close to the Mechuka-China border. Searches are being carried with the objective of securing documentary and digital evidence and identifying movable and immovable assets acquired from proceeds of crime. The agency also seized about 2.2 crore rupees in cash from the premises of one of the fake beneficiaries. The Trans-Arunachal Highway compensation scam case pertains to large-scale irregularities in assessment, certification and disbursement of land acquisition compensation involving public servants and private beneficiaries resulting in generation and laundering of proceeds of crime. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik, conveyed his greetings to the people of the state, especially to the Nishi community on the auspicious occasion of Buribut Yulo. The Nishi community celebrates this to welcome the spring and a successful harvest. The governor expressed his hope that the festivity would bring hope, plentiful harvests and renewed prosperity to states, farmers and their families. Chief Minister Pema Khandu laid the foundation stone for a series of transformative infrastructure projects at CG in Lower Siang District, Arunachal Pradesh. The projects are Mini Secretariat, RCC Bridge over CG River, road connectivity from Lekabali Highway to District Headquarters at CG, Government Secondary School at Dipa, accommodation for government officers and staff, rest house and fire station, Type 5 quarters at CG and police station at Pale. The CM also inaugurated the upgraded 40-bedded Kardu Taipodia District Hospital at Lekabali. Department of Tourism of Arunachal Pradesh signed an MOU with Professional Culinary and Pastry Schools, APCA India. Through this collaboration, selected students nominated by the Department of Tourism will receive a specialized training in pastry, bakery and hot kitchen arts, helping build professional capabilities and strengthening tourism-linked livelihoods in the state. DC Tawang Namgyal Angmo, accompanied by additional DC Jiang, Cree, Hakraso and other district officers visited the proposed venue of the second edition of the upcoming Tawang Tides International Kayaking Championship 2026 at Dongshenmang along the Tawang Chu Riverbed. The DC conducted a detailed ground inspection and interacted with officials to review preparations for the championship, which is scheduled from 10th to 15th February 2026. The Reserve Bank of India has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 5.25%, announcing the sixth and final bimonthly monetary policy for the current fiscal. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said the Monetary Policy Committee has unanimously decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 5.25%. The RBI has revised the outlook for CPI inflation in the first quarter of 2026-27 to 4% and in the second quarter to 4.2%. The RBI has also revised real GDP growth projections for the first quarter of 2026-27 to 6.9% and second quarter to 7.0%. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition protest on various issues. Amid the opposition's uproar, the concerned minister said the paper of their ministries. The discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 was listed in the business of the House but could not be taken up. The House will now meet on Monday at 11 a.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the agreement between the Government of India, the Government of Nagaland and representatives of the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization will open new avenues of opportunity and prosperity for the people. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.